So we got to the very top line of Tezayin Amud Aleph, and the Gemara is busy darshaning Iyov and continues to do so for quite some time. So the Gemara explains as follows: quote the pasuk, Od ze medaber vezeba. So while the pesukim were still describing the various things of that was happening to Iyov, the various destructions, Vayomer Eishel Kim, and then a certain fire, a godly fire came, and the pesukim would go on to explain that it caused destruction to his cattle and its tzon and bakar. And then Old Zemedaber Zeba, then the next calamity came, Vayomer, and he says, Kasdim Samu Shlosha Rashim, and the Kasdim had appointed three leaders, Vayifshitu, Al Gamam, Vayikachim, and took away the camels, and it goes on to say that it killed his children. And then Ode, and then further it says, Vihine Ruach Gdola Ba, a large wind came, Me'eva Midbar from the other side of the desert, Vayiga Ba'arba Pinos Abayis, and had touched the four corners of the house, Vayipol Al Naharim, and fell over onto the children and killed them as well. So after all these, this episode took place, Yakum Iov stood up, Vayikras Me'ilo, he stood up, he tore Kriya. There's a din that when you tear Kriya, you have to have an Amida. So this is one of the sources. He stood up and tore Kriya. Vayagaz as Roshi ripped out hair from his head. Vayomer, and he said, Arum Yatas mi betin imi. I left my mother's womb naked without clothing. Va'arum Ashuv Shama. I'm going to return there as well, naked as a dead body. Hashem Nasan, Hashem Lakach, Hashem gives, he takes. He shame Hashem Bevarach. Despite all these things happening, he was trying his best to stay with his emunah bitachon, and said, "Hashem runs the world." And with all this, the next pasuk says, "Lo chata Iov did not sin, lo nasan tefila tifla lo kimat tefila, but tifla he didn't say anything bad about Hashem." The pasuk says further, "Vayhi hayom vayavo, it was that day vayavo bnei elokim liyitziatzev." And the Malachim came to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was Rosh Hashanah. Vayomer Hashem, Hashem says El Satan, we saw this already yesterday. He says to the Satan, Eimi Zatava, from where are you coming? Vayan HaSatan, Satan answers, as Hashem, Vayomer, he says to Hashem, Mishud Barat, I was scoping out the land. And Amar Lefanav, so Satan says to Hashem, Ribono Sholom, Shatati Bechol Olam, I scoped out the, flew around the entire land, and Lamatasi Kavdecha Avram, I found no one as great as your servant Avram, Shemartelo, that you said to him, Kum Hisalech Bar, to go leave your land and go to Eretz Canaan. La'ar Kul Rachba, Kidei Kilecha, and I'm going to give you this new land, walk up and down all around, Ubisha Shabike Shalikbor Sarah. And when he wanted to bury his wife Sarah, Lo Matza Makum the Kovra, and he didn't find a place to bury her. And despite all these challenges that he had, Velo Hihir Acham Yidosecha, he didn't challenge you at all. So that's how great Avram's the greatest one, says the Satan. So Vayomer Hashem al Satan, Hashem says to Satan, Hasamta Libicha el Abdi Iov, did you place your heart? Did you see my dear child Iov, my dear servant Iov? Ki ein kamo b'arts, there's no one like Iov. Vodenu machzik besumas, and he's still holding on to his faith and his purity. Vatisiseni bo levalo chinam, and you wanted to swallow him for nothing. I'm going to test him out, and you'll see how strong he will. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan says that ilmale mikra kosev, the pasuk that said this in Iyov, iyashar laomer, it's impossible to say such a thing. That what ke'adam shemisitzen oso v'nises, it's as if a person's trying to convince someone to do something. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu is trying to coerce the Satan to challenge Iyov. It's almost not fair that Kadosh Baruch Hu is really tricking us, putting us in situations to challenge our faith. Okay. So then the Gemara says, "B'masnisa tana." The Brisa tells us that Yored Umasa, the Yetar goes down to this world and he tricks the Brios to have them sin. Ola Umargis, and he goes back up to the world above and Margis, and he complains that this person was sinning. And Venota Rushus, he asks permission. Venota Neshama, and goes away to take away the Neshama. So the Yetar is really tricking us. He tricks us. He then tattletales on us, and then he kills us. So it's like it's a difficult thing. So then the Gemara quotes a pasuk, Vayan Satan es Hashem Vayomer. The Satan says to Hashem, Or ba'ad or, skin within skin, v'chol asher le'ishitein ba'ad nafsho. So what's he describing here? So so he says that skin within, where's it? Is there Rashi here? There's a Rashi here. What's being described here is that you have the ability to touch his skin, but not the skin of his head. And take everything except for his nefesh. Leave aside his nefesh. So Ulam Shlach Na Yadcha V'Gal Asmo. So Kadosh Baruch Hu grants him the right. He says you could extend your hand and touch him. Ve'el Besaro, touch his flesh. Im Lo Panecha Yivarecha, but don't touch his face. Don't take away his neshama. So Vayomer Hashem El Satan, he know V'Yadcha Yadecha Aches Nafsho Shemor. Here he is. Take, do what you want with Eov. Challenge him, but don't take away his nefesh. Preserve his nefesh. V'Yotza V'Yetze Satan Meis Pnei Hashem V'Yaches Eov. And then when the Satan went out and started to hit, hurt, and destroy his body, leaving his neshama intact. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kasha Tzaril Shal Satan, is a strange statement. The child that this is so hard for the Satan. The Satan's challenge himself was greater Yosemit Sasha Eov. The Eov that the Satan was going through such a hard time, more than Eov was going through. How so? Mashal Evich Amar Lo Rabbo Shivor Chavetz. It's like telling Evich, break this jug. But keep the wine preserved. Now, if there's no jug, how are you going to preserve the wine? So Satan was giving this task, you know, destroy the body, but make sure the neshama is still alive. So that was harder for the Satan than that Eov, more so than what Eov himself was experiencing. So Amar Rish Lakish says, Hu Asatan, Hu Yetahara, Hu Malach HaMavis. These three are synonyms for the same individual, same force. The Satan, the Yetahara, and the Malach HaMavis. So Gemara says, "Hu haSatan d'chsev vayitze haSatan meis pinei Hashem." So the pasuk in Eov tells us this is the Satan. "Hu haYetzahara," as the pasuk says later on, rather in Bereishis, it says, "Chsev hasam rak ra kohayom," that there's ra in this world. "Uchsev hachatz," written again in Eov, that rak elav al tishlach yadecha. So referring to the word rak in Eov is a gzeir shavah to the word rak in Bereishis, telling us that the Satan is also called ra Yetzahara. And he's also the Malach HaMavis, as the pasuk says, "Dichsiva ach es nafsho shemor." When he tells the Satan preserve his nefesh, tells us that alma b'didei kaima, that's in the hand of the Satan who's controlling life and death. He is also the Malach HaMavis. So Amar Rabbi Levi says, "Satan upinina l'shem shemaim niskabnu." The Satan had good intentions, and Penina, who was the other wife of Elkanah, right? Elkanah had two wives, Chana and Penina, so they had both good intentions. This is what Rabbi Levi says. So what's going on here? HaSatan kevan dechazil HaKadosh Baruch Hu dinate adaita basar Eov. Since the Satan saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was favoring Eov, Eov was his number one child, number one Eved, Amar, so Satan said, wait a second. Chas v'shalom min she'le l'rachamanuse d'Avram? Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu forget the greatness of all the rachamim of Avram? How could that be? So he did this whole thing to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that really Avram was greater. He's doing this to Shem Shemayim to show them Avram was greater than Eov. That was, he had good kavanos. He wasn't trying to destroy Eov. He was trying to raise up, elevate Avram Avinu. Penina, dechseva v'chiasata tsarasa gam kas bavur harima. That she was making fun almost of Chana, her tsara, her co-wife, to get her to be angry so much in order that she should harima, she should daven, create tefillah. That's why she did this. She was l'shem shemayim to get her all upset to daven from the heart, in which case we know Shechana was ultimately answered, her tefillahs were answered. So Darsha Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Bipamunya. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov made such a drasha, quoting Rabbi Levi, that both the Satan and Penina had good intentions. So in light of this drasha he made in public, Asa Satan Nashke Lechare, the Satan came ahead and kissed the legs of the Rav Acha. So all of us who are now darshan this in public, we should also be zochet that same kiss of the Satan only on our legs and no more than that. Fine. The Gemara then says, Bechol Zos, with all this. What? Yeah. Apparently it was a good thing. It must be something positive, I imagine, no? It's a bad thing?
Kiss of death.
No, but it was on the legs. It was a positive thing. If it was a bad thing, the Satan was very happy that he was darshan, that he made it public that the Satan had good intentions. It says here in the Masifta, Ba Satan Venishak Ezraglav al Shili made Alav Zachus. This was a good thing. I don't know how that works, but either way, if you don't want the bracha, don't take the bracha. I'm taking the bracha.
Is the bracha for
Yeah, I imagine so. And the legs, yeah, the legs, kare is also a reference to, I imagine, children as well. As the Gemara says that the kare davua, children are referred to the legs of the fathers. So it could be that, the richas yamim could be bracha and children. Not sure. And then the Gemara quotes the pasuk in Eov, Bechol Zos, with all this, lo chata Eov bisfasav. Eov did not sin with his lips. So the Gemara's medayik, Amar Rava, bisfasav lo chata. He didn't sin with his lips, but beliba chata, but within his heart, he did sin. My kamar. Eretz nitna v'yad Rasha. The land was given over to the Rasha. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu handed the land over to the Satan. Pinei shofteh yichaseh, and the faces of the judges, the face of the judges were covered. Imlo efo mihu. So who's running the world? So he was complaining that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at least in Belave, he was complaining that HaKadosh Baruch Hu handed over the land to the Russia. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Bikesh iov lahafoch ka'ara al piya. He wanted to be kofer be'ikr, he wanted to curse Hashem. That's what he wanted to do. So Amar Le Abaye, Abaye says, Lo diber iov ela keneged ha-satan. No, he didn't want to be kofer be'ikr. He was just trying to, he's complaining to the satan. He's complaining all the trials that he's going through. But he wasn't a chas v'shalom being kofer be'ikr. He wasn't saying that a Kadosh Baruch Hu really handed the world over to the satan and he walked away. He was just really upset about what was going on. But he wasn't kofer be'ikr. So that's a machlokas here between Rav Abaye, whether he was kofer be'ikr or not. And the Gemara says, in fact, this machlokas Rav Abaye is really a machlokas tanaim kitanai. Gemara says, Eretz nitna biad Russia. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Bikesh Iov Lafoch Kara Apia, which is again a phrase used to describe Kofer Baker. And Amale Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Shur says, Lo, Dibra Iov Elo Klapea Satan. No, he's referring to the Satan, but he wasn't actually saying that he was Kofer Baker. So then the Gemara says, Al Daitcha, Ki, the Pasuk says further in Iov, Al Daitcha, Kilo Ersha, Vein Miyadcha, Matzil. If I want, if I really want, I wouldn't be a Russia, but I have no way to save you. What's going on here? So Amar Rava, Rava says, Bikesh Iov lift towards kol olam kula mea din. Iov tried to exempt the entire world from din in the future, because he was saying that there's no way to escape the Russia, there's no way to escape the Yetzara. We're all ones rachman apatre. So Amar Lefanov, so he says to Hashem, Ribono Sholem, Barasa Shor Parsos of Sedukos, you created oxen that have split hooves, and Barasa Chamar Shapiros of Klutos, and he created donkeys that don't have split hooves. Fine, therefore what? Barasa Gan Eden, Barasa Gehenim, you create a place for Tadikim, you create a place for the Rishon. Barasa Tadikim, Barasa Rishon, Mimakiv Yadcha. So you already establish who people's, what their destiny, who people are going to be, who's a Tadik, who's a Rasha. There's nothing for us to do. There's nothing in our hands anymore. So therefore, everyone's exempt. Anyone who did anything wrong, it's not because we chose to. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed us in the hands of the Rasha, of the Yetzer. That's what he tried to do. So what was the response of the friend, the Chavri Di'iv? What did they respond back to him? They say to him, Af, Ata tafer yira, even you tafer lashon hafara, you went against the yira shemaim v'sigra sicha lifnei kel, and you had spoken, you belittled the speech in front of Hashem. You're somewhat responsible. Why? Because Baruch Kadosh Baruch Hu Yetzara. Yes, he created the Yetzara, but also bar la Torah tavlin. He also created Torah as the medicine. And it's not true. Yes, people are placed in situations that are very difficult and challenges and nisyonos, but the Torah is what's supposed to protect us. So it's not true what you're saying. So Darish Rav, Rav is Darishin, Maidich said, what does the pasuk mean? And it says in Iov, Birkas Oved Alai Tavo, the blessing of destruction came upon me, says Iov, Vlev Almana Arnin, and I will, the heart of the Almana, which is less than Arnin, I'm not sure, will call out. So what does this mean? The Gemara explains, Pirkas Oved Alai Tavo, the bracha of destructions upon me, Melamed Shaya Gozel Sadam Yisomim, that Iov had stolen property from the orphans, Umashbicha, he fixed it up, plowed it, planted it, made it look very nice, Umachzirlehen, and he returned it back to them, so he was the one who was stealing. They thought their property was lost, and he was really doing a wonderful, a nice thing. And then it says, this is one of the Maisim Tovim that he had done, V'leiv Almon Arnin, what does that describe? D'chol Hecha D'Hava Almana D'lo Hava Nisrei Lei. There was a widow who couldn't get remarried. So what he would do is, Havi Azil Shadi Shmei Ayilavel. He would throw his name, he would associate himself with this Almana, a relative, being a friend of her, whatever it was. Havi Azil Nisrei Lei. And oh, this person's related to Eov. And then people wanted to marry her. So Lu Shakel Yishakel Kasiv Havasi, if you take a weight and all the, you know, the punishments versus, against all my different sin, are they going to weigh out? Meaning what you punished me is not equal to what I did wrong. Yes, I did things wrong, but the punishment was not really deserving of what I had done wrong. So Amarav, Afra Lepuma di Iova, that it's worthwhile placing dirt in the mouth of Iov, Chavrusa Klapi Shemai. He's speaking like he speaks to a friend. You don't speak this way to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He was getting too comfortable with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then the pasuk says further, Lo yesh beinenu mochiach, yoshes yado al shinenu. So is it not the judge between us? It's able to decide what's going to be here, to figure out the emes. This is what Iov was complaining to Hashem. So why are you giving me this punishment? I don't deserve this punishment. Let's find the judge who's going to be fair. So Amar Rav, Rav says as well, Afra lepuma diyov, we should put dirt in the mouth of Iyov, kulum yesh eved shemochiach es rabo. Does a servant give rebuke to their master? Certainly not. Further, it says, "Bris karati le'enai, you had created a treaty with my eyes, umay esponan al basula. So why is this all happening to me? I didn't look at anything wrong. I didn't look at an ish. I did nothing wrong. Why are you giving me all these sorrows?" So again, Amar Rava, this time Rava said, "Afra the fume de Iov, you should place dirt in the mouth of Iov. Iu bracha naisa, he didn't look at others, but Avram afilu b'didei lo estakia. Fine, so what Iov, so this is something we can't really appreciate. Now Iov didn't look at other women, he looked at his own wife. But that's not the greatest. You know who the greatest was? Avram. Avram didn't even look at his own wife. Afilu b'didei, even his own wife, Sarah, lo istaki, he didn't look at. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, he didn't nayadati. Kisha yifas mera'at, he went down to Mitzrayim, there's a Rav, and he said, oh, my wife is so beautiful. How come we didn't realize before this? Michlal demeikar lo haviyadala, he didn't know what she looked like until he came down to Mitzrayim and said, wait a second, my wife's pretty. I should make sure that power doesn't take her away. He didn't know this before him. So the Gemara learns he didn't even look at his own wife. So Eev, you think you're so great, Avram is even greater. Now, the Marsha asks the question, what? Yeah, so Marsha asks the question, how could it be? You can't marry a woman until you see her first. So Marsha says a couple of answers. He says, one is that Avram didn't keep the Torah before Matan Torah. That's one answer. He didn't keep the Torah. All right, fine. That's one level.
That goes against the real issue,
too. Exactly. But it exists out there. Others say, no, he looked at her when he got married. But this was several years later. So she may have changed. And you go, oh, wow, she didn't age at all. So that's what he didn't realize. Others say Avram, I forget who answers this way, others say that only regular people like us have to know who we're marrying because that might create, we might hate her for the way she looks. Avram being Avram, he would never hate anyone, so he doesn't have to look at her to know what she looks like. It's okay, he'll be mocha, no matter what she looks like, he was fine, and he didn't have this special thing. It only applies to everyone else outside of Avram. Either way, that's the godless of Avram. Then the Gemara quotes another pasuk, Kala Anon, the cloud had been wiped away. Vayelach Kain Yored Sheol Lo Yale. So the cloud went away and went down to the depths, to the Sheol, to the depths, to the Kever, and it didn't return. Amar Rava, Rava says, Mikan Shekafer Iyo B'Tchias HaMesim. He was making a statement here. He was denying Tchias HaMesim, which is no small matter at all. One who denies Tchias HaMesim, says the Gemara Nachelech, doesn't get Tchias HaMesim. So he says, one who gets extinguished goes down Sheol below Yala. He doesn't come back. He was denying Tchias HaMesim. So then the Gemara says, Asher b'sa'ara yishufeni v'hirba p'tzai chinam. That he brought a sa'ara, usually it was with a samich, a storm. He brought a storm, a destructive storm, and had many p'tzai of chinam, really things that were undeserved, different wounds that had came upon me that I didn't really deserve. So what was going on here? Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Iyov b'sara cheref, he had blasphemized Hashem with the word sara, storm. U b'sara hishivu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu returned back to him, paid him back, mida k'neged mida, with a storm. B'sara cheref, how do we know he had cursed Hashem with a storm? Dichsev Asher b'sara yishufeni, you've destroyed me with a storm. So Amar Lefanav, Hashem says, Iyov says to him, Ribono Sh'olam, Shem Aruach, Sara Avra Lefanecha, maybe a storm came in front of you and Nischalef and confused you. Bein Iov le'oyev. Maybe you're now all of a sudden confusing Iov with the Oyev and calling me an enemy, even though I didn't do anything wrong. So it says back Hashem, Bisara Hishivuhu, he responded back in Nisara, Zichsiv, Vayan Hashem is Iov. Hashem responded back to Iov. You think I confused you and Oyev? You think I don't know the difference? So Min Asara Vayomer, he says to him, Ezer na kegever chalatzecha, Veshal chavodienu. Go strengthen yourself quickly now because I'm about to respond to you. He says as follows, Amar lo, Hashem says to him, Harbe nimim, I have many sa'aros, hairs in this case, I have hairs, sa'ara, barasiba, the many hairs I create in man, v'chol nima v'nima barasi lo guma b'fnei atma, each hair has its own pore. And why? Shelo yehushtaim yonkos b'guma acha, so no two hairs should come out of the same pore. She'il moli, had two hairs come out of the same pore, shtaim yonkos b'guma achas, had they been both coming out of one hole, machshichos mor enav sha'adam. I don't know why, but it would have caused blindness to man. It's such a painful thing, I guess, when the hair comes out of two out of one pore. Bein gumal gumalo nischalif leaf. I never ever confused two different holes. You think between bein Iov le'oyev and nischalif leaf, I would confuse between your name and Oyev? Certainly not. Then the Gemara continues. Mi palag l'shadef ta'ala. Hashem says further, is there, you know, also the distinct pilag is to distinguish, shetef is to have rain. So do I distinguish between raindrops as well? He said, Harbe tipin barasi ba'avim. I created many drops of rain in the clouds. The chaltipa v'tipa, each drop of barasi la dufus b'fnei atma, creates its own path to come down to this world. Kadesh lo yishtei tipin yotzis bin dufus echad. So no two drops should come down the same path. Shil mali yishtei tipin yotzis bin dufus echad. Had two drops come down the same path, mitashishos es arts, it would ruin, destroy, make the land be very muddy. V'eino motias peres, and no fruit would grow out of this. So ben tipel atipel lo nischalati. I didn't confuse between two drops. Each drop has its own path to come down. You think ben iov la'oyev nischalati. I got confused between your name and the word oyev. So my mashma dahai tala lishna did fusi. So Gemara says, how do you know the word when it says above mi peleg l'shadef ta'ala? How do you know ta'ala means defus? How do you know it means a path? So Amarav Rabba Bar Shila explained, Vayas Ta'ala, Kedichsiv rather, Vayas Ta'ala Kiveis Sasaim Zera, the Pasuk in Malachim regarding Eliyahu, clearly there the word Ta'ala means a path. So here too as well, Ne'iov Ta'ala means a path. Further, Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't done. He says, Derech Lachaziz Kolos, there's a path for each of these sounds, each of each thunder has its own path. So Harbe Kolos Barasi Ba'avim, I created many, many sounds of thunder in the clouds. And V'chol Kol V'chol Barasi Lo Shvil B'fnei Atzma, each has its own path, its sound wave that it goes through. Kadesh Lo Yishtei Kolos Yotzes B'Shvil Echad, so no two sounds should come through the same wavelength. Shil Mole Yishtei Kolos Yotzes B'Shvil Echad, how they came down the same sound wave, Machrivim Es Kol Ha'olam, would destroy the world from the sound. Bein Kol L'Kol Lo Nischalifli, I didn't confuse between two sounds, you think between Bein Iyov L'Oyev Nischalifli. Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't done yet. Hayadata Eis Ledes Yale Sela Cholel Ayalos Tishmur. The one who knows the time of Ledes, the time of birth, that of the Yael, of the rams that are live by the rocks, and Chol Ayalos is referring to the cavity of the ram protect. So it says Yale Zuach Zarish Albanel. The Yael apparently doesn't care much for the children. It gives birth and walks away. So Bashar Shakaras, the time that Leledes, when this animal is crouching to give birth, Ola La Rosh Ahar, it ascends to the top of a mountain, Kidei Sheyipol Mimena V'yamos, so that children should fall off the cliff and die. That's what a Yael does. I don't know, Lamaisa, what things go on nowadays, but this is what was described. The Yael will go to the top of a cliff and have her children born off the cliff and die. Yet, V'ani Mazmin La Nesher, I make it happen that a eagle comes at that very moment, Shemekabel b'kanafa, that catches these newborn animals in the wings, umenichel fana, and places the children back in front of the Yael. Vilmale maktim reg echad, had it come a second early, oh misacher reg echad, or the eagle would come a second too late, miyad mace, those animals would die. So bein regla regal lo nischayefli, I didn't confuse between a few seconds. And you think bein iov li oyev nischayefli, I would confuse your name with the word oyev. Moreover, Gemara says, Cholo Ayalos Tishmur, the Cholo, the Rechem of an Ayal, I'll protect. Ayalazu Rachma Tsar, the Rechem of Ayala is very narrow. Bishasha Karasla Ledes, when it's starting to give birth to its animals, Ani Mazminla Darkon, I have a snake come by that very second. Shemachisha Bebes Rechem, that bites in that area. Umisrape Mimolata, now that by biting the snake will loosen the area and allow the birth to happen. Vilmali Maktim Rega Echad or Ma'acha Rega Echad, had there come a second earlier or a second later, this snake, Miyad Mesa, the Ayala would die. Bein Regla Regalo Nischalifli, between a few seconds, I don't confuse. You think Bein Iov L'Oyev Nischalifli, I would confuse your name with the word Oyev? Fine. So now after all that, the Gemara says, Iov Lo Badas Yidaber Udvar Lo Bahaskil. He didn't speak with Das, nor did he speak with any Seichel. Amarava mikan shein adam nispas b'shas tsaro. Person's not going to be held responsible for anything that he says during a time of tsar. Look at Rashi in the top. Shein adam nitbas lischayv al shu medaber kasha machmas tsar v'yusur. The person's not responsible for the terrible things he might say when he's going through great pain. Based on this pasuk here, dekamar lo bedasi daber lo amar lo bereshi daber ela lo bedas. And similar to the Gemara we learn in Nedarim, that a woman brings a chatas for being a yoledes, for all the terrible things that she says when she's giving birth, I'll never do this again, even though she's not really held responsible, she brings a karban chatas, but she's not really held accountable fully for the things that she says, here too as well, Eov, and so to any other person who goes through tsaros, is not held accountable for any terrible things that he might say. Gemara now quotes further in the Pesukim of Eov, Vayishmu Shloshes Roy Eov, that the three friends of Eov heard about what happened. As Kol Arah Hazos, all the terrible things Haba, Allah that came upon Eov, Vayavo Ish Mimkomo, each person came from their place, Alif Azai Temani, Ubildad Hashuchi, Vitzofar Namasi, these three individuals, these three friends, Vayvadu Yachtov, they had gathered together in one place, one Vad, Lavo to come, Lanud Lo, Lanachmo, to comfort Eov. So, my, what does it mean, Vayvadu Yachtov, they came together? They all came through the same gate. Not sure why, but they were coordinated properly. Tana bein kolechad v'echad shlosh mios parsa. So they all lived 300 parsa away. That was pretty far. So it's pretty unlikely that all three of them came in the same exact time in the gate from three different directions. How did that possibly happen? So menah haviyada, how did they know that something was happening to Eov? They lived so far away. So ikadami, some say klila havaluhu. They had some crown. Look at Rashi, three lines down, explains what this crown was. Klila havaluhu kisarm. They had crowns. Ubechol keser shlosha partufin. They had three faces on these crowns. Vish eshemo muchokek al pirtufo. And whoever was something was happening, their name or their face would light up. Uchsheban yisun alechad mehen partufo mishana. It would change. Vichein ilane. So through the trees, we'll see in just a second. But they had faces on these crowns that would light up when something bad was happening. So that's how they knew. Ikadami, others say, Ilani Havi, they had trees. The Kavan de Kamshi Havayada, once it started to wither away, it was indication that something bad was happening to one of their friends. So Eov's face was lighting up, or Eov's tree was starting to wither, so they knew something was going on, so they all entered in together, Vayivadu, Yachtav, Bishar Echad. So then Amar Rava, Rava says, this is a famous line that happens. We see this line in two places in Shas. Hainu Dami Inchi, this is what people say, O Chavri, Ke Chavri de Eov, O Misusa. Oh, Chavrusa, oh, Masusa, we have in the Gemara. Where else is the other Gemara? Anyone know?
Yes.
Where?
Chonei Magal was?
Yeah. Mesechus Tainus is one place. And there's the other place here in the context of the friends of Eov. Now, what's interesting is, if you remember, we did in Bab Metzia, we did the Sugyas of Ona, we spoke at Onas Devarim. And the Gemara says, who is the who's the model of the great, who did Onas Devarim? The model Onas Devarim were the Chaverim of Eov. They said terrible things to Eov. He's going through all these sorrows. They were saying, you did this wrong, we did that wrong. So the Gemara in Bab Metzia refers to it as Onas Devarim, but here the Gemara describes it as the greatest of friends. So there's a stira that the Mefarshim talk about in Eov, how exactly to reconcile that stira. Either way, the friends seem very nice at this stage. Okay. Gemara says first line down. The Gemara says, "Vahi ki aichel adam la'rov al pnei adama ubnos yivladu lahem." So this is a pasuk in Bereishis that when the man Adam rather started to procreate, and he had daughters. So what was the significance of daughters? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Rivya bal yolam. When a daughter comes to the world, it brings pure Rivya, because obviously without women you can't have children. So it's a tremendous bracha having women. Reish Lakish Amar Miriva Bal Yolam. No, when women come into this world, it's terrible fighting takes place. The machlokes, big machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, how do we view daughters? Are daughters bracha? Are daughters bringing fights into this world? So Amar Le Reish Lakish says to Rabbi Yochanan, Didach, according to you, the Amr, that you say Riviya Bal Yolam, that when a woman is born, a daughter is born, it's bringing pure Riviya, it's bringing procreating the world, and good things are coming to the world. So Eov, the way it works is Eov's children were all killed, and then he was zochah the children at the end. This is machlokas what happened. According to the Ramban, I think, that they were just taken away and returned back. Others say, no, they actually were killed, and he was zochah to having new children later on. But according to him, when he had the children back, he had double the amount of sons that he had initially, but he did not have double the amount of daughters. So he asks the question, if it's so true, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that having girls is a wonderful thing, why didn't he have double daughters when they returned back to him? So Rabbi Yochanan says to him, Nihide lo nichpalu b'shemos. Granted, they didn't have double names, about nichpalu b'yofi. They didn't have double the amount of names or double the amount of children, but in terms of their beauty, that did double. It is a bracha. Dichse v'ahilo, shivana banim, they had seven sons returned back to him. V'shalosh banos, only three. V'ikra shema achas yimima, shema ashenish kitzio, shema shlishis karen hafach. These were the three names of the daughters. What are the significance of these names? Yamima means Shaisa Dom Malayom. She was so beautiful like the daylight. Kitsia, Shea Rechar Nodav, she had a beautiful smell. Kitsia, like a certain type of herb. And Karen Hafach, what does that mean? Amri Dibei Rabbi Shila, Shadomala Karna the Keresh, that she was as beautiful as the horns of this animal. And they define what type of animal this is?
A
Keresh.
Okay, Keresh, okay. Fine, could be a unicorn, could be that. Mechai Chela b'marava. Now, what is there?
It's a footnote from Rashi. Keren is an animal with horns that blacken what comes into contact with them.
Ah, okay. Fine. So interesting, I'm not familiar with such an animal, but it must be out there somewhere. Now in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, they made fun of this statement. Karna the Karish Lakusi. That's a that bad thing, having such a horn like that turns black. Ella, what Pshat is of this third daughter is Amar Rav Chista ki kurkama dirishka bimine, some type of grass, a very pretty grass, a bush of some sort. Shinemar ki sikrea bafuch, a reference to a bush. Did it say what type of bush this is? No, grass.
Saffron.
Okay, fine. So this is with the three daughters that were very beautiful. Gemara now says, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Isilada. Now we're in the topic of daughters. So Rabbi Shimon, one time, the son of Rabbi, Isialeda Le Barta, had a daughter. He got very upset. He was saddened that he had a daughter instead of a son. So Amar Le'avu, his father says to him, Revia Bal Yolam. Rabbi Yochanan says, when you have a daughter, it's a tremendous bracha. Don't be so upset. So then Amar Le Bar Kapara. So Bar Kapara goes over to Rabbi Shimon and says, Tanchum Shel Hevel Nicham Chavucha. Your father gave him some false comfort. That's not true. Having a daughter is not bring revia, because we know the famous brayis in the brachos, the sanya, ef sharli olam below zacharim below nekevas. The world obviously cannot exist if you don't have boys, if you don't have girls. You need both of them. El ashri lamisha banav zacharim oylo lamisha banav nekevas. Praiseworthy the one who zochet to having sons, and woe is to the one who has daughters. I mean, you need the daughters, but they're not a good thing. Ef sharli olam below basa below bursi. The world can't exist if it doesn't have some medicine and stuff and potions. It also needs ones who tan leather. You need to have leather to write things on. But even though you need both of them, Ashem Misha Munasa Busmi or Ilamisha Munasa Bursi. Even though you need them, doesn't mean it's a great thing to have them. So therefore, he said, Rabbi Shimon, you should be upset that you had a daughter. It's not a wonderful thing. Okay. Now, I think Ben Yehuda is bothered by this Gemara here. He says, why? Didn't Rabbi Yochanan say above that it's a wonderful thing to have a children? How could you go against Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan says it's a revia. It brings tremendous bracha to the world. So he says, no, this was his first child. His first child was a daughter. That's why he was upset, because he couldn't perform the mitzvah pidyon haben. That's why he was so upset. He missed out on the mitzvah. But, of course, having girls is a wonderful thing. Certainly, the Gemara in Bava Basra later on tells us, having the first daughter is a tremendous bracha because they help run the household. That's what the Gemara says later on. It's a big, big bracha having the first girl or daughter. You don't get the mitzvah pidyon haben. But if you're a Levi, you're a Kohen, it's not shayach tas anyways. So, either way, yours is a boy, mine's a girl. But okay. Gemara says, Ketanai, Gemara says, Machlokas Tanayim, let's skip the number, exactly, Vashem Be'rachas Avram Bakol, Hashem blessed Avram with everything. What does it mean Bakol? My Bakol. Rebbe Meir Omer Shlo HaYisrael Bas, he did not have a daughter. That was a blessing. The Bechol means, in fact, he didn't have a daughter, that's a bracha. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, no, HaYisrael Bas, having a daughter was a bracha. So this machlokas tanoim is the same machlokas as Rebbe Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether having a child, a daughter, is a revia or it's a meriva. Achem Omer, others say, Bas HaYisrael LaAvram, he had a daughter, Ubechol Shema, her name was Bechol. Rabbi Eliezer Madai Omer, it's stagninus haisa belibol shel Avram Avinu. He had a certain thing inside his heart. What does that mean? Rashi explains that he had a chose bekochavim. He was able to see mazalos and read the different zodiacs. So what would happen? So he had this stagninus haisa belibol shel Avram Avinu. Shekol malchei Mizrach umarav, all the kings from the east and from the west, mashkim lepischa, would go to the Avram Avinu to visit him. Why? To take eitza from him, says Rashi. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Evan Tova Hayisa Tuya Bitzavaro Sha Avram. He had a certain precious gem that'd be hanging from his neck. Shekol Chola Haroa Oso Miyad Misrape. Anybody who would see him would immediately look at the stone and become healed. Ubishasha Nifta Avram Avinu, when Avram died, Mnaolam, when he departed from this world, Tala HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bigil Galchama, they hung it on the sun. And Amar Abai says, Haini Dam Inchi, that's what people would say. Idle Yoma, Idle Ktsira. With the coming of the daytime, when the sun is up at its highest point, says Rashi, then the sickness is weakened. Fine. And Davar Acher, we'll do Rashi in just a second, Tosin in just a second, alternatively, was Bachal mean? Shalom Marad Esav B'yamav, it means that Esav did not rebel in the time of Avram. It was only when Avram died did Esav go off the derech. So that was a tremendous bracha that Avram did not have to see that. Davar Acher, alternatively, Sha'asa Yishmael Tshuva B'yamav, that he saw, he was zoch to see his son Yishmael do Tshuva. That was the bracha Bachol. So we go before we go vayta, look at the interesting Tosos Shekol, Chole, Shiroa, Osu Miyad Mishrape. A person would see this stone would become healed. So asks Tosos Vim Tomar, Vahabi Me Avram Avi Akati Lohaya Choli. Ba'olam, disease didn't exist yet. Kedamrin Basoches Apolam. We saw this at the end of Maseches Baba Metzia. Dad Yaakov Lohava Chulsha. There wasn't sickness until Parsha Vayechi, when he asked for sickness. Vahi Chole, Vine Chole, it says. And before Elisha, there was never a sickness and someone would get healed. He was the first one, Elisha, that generations later. No, maybe he's talking about a chola that wasn't going to lead to death, just a stam chola. And Elisha. No, he had a disease that was just uncomfortable that wouldn't lead to death. That was a sickness that existed during the time of Avram Avinu. But a sickness that would lead to death, the first one ever to experience that was only Yaakov Avinu.
What about Yitzchak Ad Elisha?
It says there's never anyone who had a disease that was supposed to lead to death, no one ever was able to get healed from such a sickness. Elisha was the first one to be healed from such a sickness. Fine. The Gemara now says, Shalob marad Esav biyamav. How do we know minalan? How do we know that Esav did not rebel during the life of Avram? Dichsiv vayavo Esav minasada v'hu ayef. And he left from the field and was tired. So see in just a moment, that day was when he started to go off the derech. V'tana osa yom. And that very day though, nifta Avram. Avram Avinu died that day. So when he died, that's when he started to go off the derech. How do we know he died? V'asa Yaakov Avinu tavshal shadashim. He made a soup of lentils. L'nachem es Yitzchak, in order to comfort his father Yitzchak, who's sitting shiva for his grandfather Avram. U'mayishna shadashim. Why was he serving him lentil soup? Amri b'marav. In the West they said, b'shmei d'rabba bar mari, ma'adash zu ein lo peh, af evel ein lo peh. Just like the adash has no lip. Most beans have a little like slit in there. Lentil doesn't have that. There's no mouth. So to an avel cannot speak. Nothing for him to say. Davar acher, alternatively, ma adash zu migugels, it's circular, af avelis migugels, so machazeres al bayolim, that's a life, that's a certain, that's the, how life works, fine, so everything goes around. So ma'ay b'nai, what's the difference? Ika b'nayu l'nachume b'bay, can you use an egg? On one hand, egg has no mouth, so that would say an oval has no mouth either, but it's not circular, it's an oval, it's not considered a full circle to fulfill that other tzad as well. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, chamesh averos avar osa rasha b'osa yom. There are five averos that Esav, the day that Avram died, that Esav violated. What were they? Baal nara murasa. He was with the nara murasa, an engaged woman. Haragis hanefesh, he murdered someone. Kafar bikur, he denied Hashem's existence. Kafar b'tchit amesim, v'shat esa b'chor, and he disgraced the b'chor. How do we know all five? Baal nara murasa, k'sivet says, k'siv hacha, v'evo Esav min asadi, came from the field. U'k'siv hasim, it's written later in the Torah, ki basada matza. The Sada is a reference, that's passage referring to an Amurasa. So Sada means he violated, he was with Anara Hamurasa. Haragis HaNefesh, he murdered someone, Iksiv Hacha Ayef, Uksiv Hasim Oini Li Ki Ayefa Nafshi Lohorgim. So the word Ayef is a reference to murderers. Ukafer Be'ikr, how do we know? Iksiv Hacha, it's written, Lama Zeli, what do I need this for? What's Zeh? Iksiv Hasim is Zeh Keli Van Veyu, Zeh is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lama Zeh, what's Hashem, what do I need Hashem for? That's Kofer Be'ikr. I'm going to die. What do I need the Bechor for? So he was Kofar Be'ikr, Kofar rather than Tchias HaMesim. And the fifth of there was Veshat as a Bechor. He had disgraced the Bechor, as it says explicitly, Vayivaz Esav as a Bechor. He disgraced the Bechor. Now Tosa asks, the last Tosa on the page here, Ba'al Narim Rasa, Vim Tomar Halolom Nitztavu B'nei Noach Al Narim Rasa. By the Bnei Noach, and Esav was Bnei Noach at best, they're not chayiv to keep the halachas of Na'ar Murasa. Kedam rinam beperek arba misos b'ulas baal yesh lehem nichneses l'chopa lo nivelas ein lehem. They only have the iser b'ulas baal after they've been married, but there is no iser if two people are engaged to each other, so what's the big deal? Barna ba al Na'ar Murasa l'fi Esav. So answers tells us of Omeri, diafa pishalom nitztavu, even though they are not commanded to keep this iser, because makam mechur hadavar, it's a very disgusting thing, no different than kimo vishet esa b'chor, that he disgraced the b'chor, afapi shina mitzuvah kach, there's no iser to disgrace the b'chor, still it's counted as an avera, so to Baal Na'ar Murasa, even though he's not chayiv, it's still considered quite disgraceful. Fine, the last seven lines of the page here. Gemara says, "V'sha'asa Yishmael tshuva." How do we know Yishmael did tshuva? B'yamav in the days of Avram, ki minalan, ki ha de Ravina, Rav Chama bar Buzi, have a yasek kami de Rava. One time they're sitting in front of Rava, but kamen amnei Rava. Rava's beginning to fall asleep, and Amalei Ravina the Rav Chama bar Buzi. So the two others were talking to each other. Whenever the word gviya is used, it certainly means the death of a tzaddik. So Amalei in, is that true? V'hador Mabel, it also says Vayigva and by Dor Mabel. They certainly were not tzaddikim, so that can't be true. Amalei, no, Onan gviya v'asifa kamin. If it uses both the lashon gviya and asifa, that's the indication of a tzaddik. And he wasn't a tzaddik. How can we use the gviya v'asifa by Yishmael? Adahachi, at that moment, Isar be Rava. Rava woke up, or they woke him, Rava, woke up by this. And Amalu, Rava says to them, Dardiki, you guys are such young bachim, you don't know much yet. Hachi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Yishmael asa tshuva b'chai aviv. He did tshuva. So yes, it does say gviya v'asifa because Yishmael in the end was a tzaddik. Shenemar, as it says, Vayikberu osa the Yitzchak v'Yishmael benov. That they, both Yitzchak and Yishmael, the two half-brothers, buried Avram together. So why does it place Yitzchak before Yishmael? Must be that Yishmael had placed Yitzchak in front of him. He acknowledged that although Yitzchak was younger than him, Yitzchak was greater than him. So Yitzchak v'Yishmael, it says in that order. So Gemara says, how do you know V'dilma derechachmasim kachashavlu? Maybe the pasuk put Yitzchak first before Yishmael because Lamaisa Yitzchak was greater than Yishmael. Not because Yishmael had placed Yitzchak in front of him, because the Torah is telling us who's greater, as if we needed to know. But there's no raya that Yishmael placed Yitzchak first. Elamiat, if that's the case, so then Vayikvru also Esav and Yaakov banav. So when Esav and Yaakov both were burying Yitzchak, my taima lo chashiv lahu derechachmasim. How come by Esav and Yaakov they didn't place Yaakov and Esav first? If it's really Derech HaChmasim, the Torah places them in order of their greatness, so clearly that's not what's going on. The Torah is not putting them Derech HaChmasim. Ella, Midakmei Advurei Adavrei Umidavrei. Must be who was putting who in front. So certainly Esav took control of burying Yitzchak, so Esav was before Yaakov. He wasn't acknowledging the greatness of Yaakov. But when it comes to Yitzchak and Yishmael, Yishmael was placing Yitzchak in front of him. Shema Mina, we can learn from all this, Avad Jachuva Avad Miyamav. That Yishmael did do tshuva in the times of Avram, and when Avram died, he was zocha to bury him and have Yitzchak in front. Okay.